Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
Hey, welcome back. You guys, it is officially episode one
of season two.
And the dads who try are back.
Hey, we're back. And, you know, what are we back from? We just wrapped up season one, 40 episodes.
Yep.
And it is exciting to be at the start of something new.
It is the start of something new. What's that from?
I don't know. Actually, I was just trying to sing along.
High School Musical.
Nice.
No shame if you like High School Musical.
Would you be upset if I told you that I haven't had any? I haven't even seen any of them.
It wouldn't make me upset. I totally understand why you wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
However, my kids love it now.
Yeah. It's not that I chose not to watch it. I just never really came across it at a good time when it was airing. And I just was like,
yeah. But let's not lie. Like, I probably wouldn't, if I saw it on Disney Channel, I'm not like, ooh, High School Musical, let's go. I'm by myself. I'm trying to watch this show.
Yeah, exactly. I would rather watch during our era of Disney Channel movies. I'm into like Brink.
Yeah.
I'm watching Smart House.
Yes.
I'm watching Johnny Tsunami. Come on, man.
Of course. Johnny Tsunami, Halloween Town.
Yep.
Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm watching Luck of the Irish.
Yep. Double Team.
Motocrossed. Yo, Motocross, I feel like if that came out right now, it would be kind of controversial.
Oh, bro, it's...
You know what I'm saying?
Dangerous.
It's kind of supercharged right now. You know, I'm just saying, people out here, you painting their nails, means something different than, you know, the vibrations of the helping with the... Remember that part?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she made up an excuse on the fly, and it wasn't true.
And then everyone started painting their fingernails.
And guess what? It worked.
Motocrossed.
Build the confidence.
What a way to start season two. Look, it's been too long, and we want to say thank you to everyone who has jumped onto the podcast recently. Maybe this is new for you. So if you are new, I'm Nate.
I'm Tommy.
And we're just a couple of dads who try to finish each other's sentences. And I was trying to think of another one.
That was a great start, and I feel like with every introduction that we do, we should try to match it up more.
Yeah,
that's what we do. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Tommy. We have a handful of new reviews.
Yep.
We're very thankful.
Yeah, we are.
Whenever you review the podcast, it helps the podcast get out to more dads who try.
Yeah.
And it not only helps us out, but we always appreciate the feedback. So continue to give us reviews, continue to give us feedback. And we're going to try something new, okay? Season two, we're getting a little spicy. And so, like, I don't know what that voice was. Spicy. We're getting a little spicy. And we're going to review your reviews. And so...
And I'm going to make sure I critique it well.
Yeah.
Because you obviously have taken the time, whether it was good or bad,
mm-hmm.
and have left a honest review. And guess what? We want to be honest right back.
That's right. And so if you give us a 5-star, we'll give you $500.
That's not true.
Tommy.
But the review of the value would be worth $500 from us.
Oh, okay.
You get it?
Dad bucks?
Yeah, it's like dad bucks. I think we're onto something.
In fact, let's jump into season number two.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
All right. Hey, a lot has changed since we've last had a podcast. And at the same time, not a lot has changed.
Tell the people what has changed.
Okay, the first thing.
Yep.
You're back in Los Angeles.
I am. I am back in Los Angeles as of 4 weeks ago.
You moved your whole family from Michigan to Los Angeles.
Yep.
And you're officially back here. That's one of the reasons why we had such a long break. It's just not the same when you're not doing podcasts with each other in the same room.
Yeah, you know, I think once COVID happened, people started doing like the work from home.
Yep.
And there are things that will like work from home. I'm not saying that at all. You know, clearly we have seen so many things that have changed in businesses, the styles of it all. You know, people are working a little bit more remote these days.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, if you're doing a podcast and if you are part of the podcast world, I can't do like the whole Zoom stuff. Like, of course we can, because there's obviously certain guests that will, you know, tune in and speak, and there'll be like in Florida or something, and we'll be here. But
yeah.
All I'm saying, it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
We humans need other human interactions.
Ooh.
They do.
It's true.
Like, I'm not trying to speak to a robot.
No, unless it's ChatGPT.
ChatGPT does help you a lot.
Look, this is not a sponsor, by the way, but I'm not going to lie. I don't use it as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But I'll use it for like spell check, or I'll use it to try to find things that Google can't help me with.
Yeah.
How to be a great dad, you know? Like,
I would have used this thing so much probably in school. It would have been unbelievable.
Dude, it's broken.
Hey, write me a 10-page paper on neutrons.
Neutrons.
And make me sound smart.
Brain blast.
Exactly.
Okay, here's something that's happened as well. River, my 6-year-old, he just this last week, or just this last weekend, he started football, flag football.
Yep. In what city?
In Inglewood.
Inglewood.
Let's go. In fact, Inglewood is where we moved to our first year here in Los Angeles. And that was an experience. But we're back in Inglewood.
Yep.
River was among, you know, 200 or so. Maybe that's aggressive. He was around a ton of 5- and 6-year-olds, and they had a combine.
Yeah. Like that
placement.
Like a mini NFL combine.
Yeah, like he had a number.
Yeah.
And coach was like, 6-1-5, your turn to race. And like he had to race kids and stuff like that.
And he obviously blew all these kids out of the water.
On the racing, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's of course.
Very fast.
Yep. Would he have been the fastest in the whole combine?
I didn't see any kids faster, and he was maybe like 4 or 5 strides ahead of the next fastest kid in his grouping.
That's actually so far.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
Athlete.
You know, really we're relying on him for us to get out of the, you know, to make it out.
He's the golden ticket.
He's the golden. Look, if my son doesn't get us out of here, if he doesn't buy me a home.
Oh, man. We're done.
I brought him into this world, Tommy.
Parents who like say that stuff, you know, like.
Dude, it's so extreme.
It's like, dude, stop being so manipulative. It's crazy.
Like, really, what are you going to do? Like, you're really going to, like, you're going to take him out of this
world? Yeah, exactly. End him? You're not going to do that.
End him? You know, I had this thought the other day. We'll get back to football in a second. But I had this thought, and it's a pretty crazy thought.
What's that?
That, like, in one punch, we could end our kid's life.
Yeah, actually.
Like, bro, you got, like, a 2-year-old. You just, hi-ya! That's the power that we have when we choose not to use. If that's not the definition of a superhero, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it sounds like a super villain.
Well, you know, the best heroes, they waver.
It's attention. So many people. Yeah, you know, the it's always attention, huh?
Look, I really, what I want to teach my son when he grows up is, I want him to be really powerful, but I want him to know with great power
comes great responsibility.
I wish I had a better superhero voice.
I wish I had an Uncle Ben.
I do have an Uncle Ben.
You do?
Yes.
We have a friend that's named Ben. Well, actually, that's his fake name. It's Balaam. Dude, today, yes, bro, I'm telling you. So I forget.
Yeah, we have a friend named Balaam.
Yes,
we have a friend named Balaam. He's been on the podcast.
Yes, he has, and he would probably get a good kick out of this one. But we're at the we went to a local beach here in town in Los Angeles, and we had the whole crew there, which was so fun.
Yep.
Today is Labor Day, by the way, and so
thank you for your labor.
Yep. And we of course took over the beach with like 8 different families.
Yeah.
And there was like 30 kids out there, and we're ordering food. Now, you guys, like, if you have kids, by the this is so great. A lot has happened today, which I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're ordering food, right? And yep. Balaam's not just your average name.
No. What?
Right. It's a great name.
Yeah, it is. It's just unique.
It's unique.
You don't see it very often.
And so Balaam orders, and, you know, his order is up. And we don't hear him order anything like that. And the waitress goes, order for Ben. And Balaam goes and grabs his bag. And I'm like, B, you can't use your fake name. But we always just give him a hard time for it.
Yeah.
But it's if you had a different name that was kind of harder to pronounce for not obviously your average name, would you do that?
Listen, I have an easy name, Nate.
Yeah.
I like to mix it up for fun. Nathan. And I apologize if you work in retail or at a fast food place or a food place and you have to say my name. I go with Nicodemus.
No, you don't.
I do. One time I went to Chipotle with our good friend Rob, and I went by Nicodemus, and they called my order, which is weird. Chipotle, you know, they don't usually call orders, but they go, is Nicodemus here? And I said, Nicodemus? Nicodemus is right here.
Like, you give them a harder name, the hardest you can pronounce.
Yo, they said Nicodemus, and I said present.
That's so good. Yeah, we had an incredible beach day, by the way.
Yeah, we
did. And the start of our beach day was very interesting. Did we tell you about this whole situation with the parking?
Oh, no.
We did not tell you.
Tell us. Tell me now.
Oh. So here we are. Obviously, we show up around 11 o'clock. 11 yep. o'clock on Labor Day, it's kind of jamming.
Yeah, the parking lots are packed.
Yeah, and so, of course, you know, there's only like 50 spots in this lot. And we're circling twice, three times. Starting to get kind of like annoyed because the kids are screaming at this point.
Yeah.
And so we see an older couple. They're walking to their spot, and I'm like, for sure. So I roll down my windows. Hey, are you guys leaving? And they're like, yeah, but there's been a couple cars that's been tailing us a little bit. But we say it's first come, first serve, and you guys are kind of in front. So, you know, it's all yours.
Hello.
So we're about to turn in, and this girl comes over with her three dogs. And she goes, hey, no, this is our spot. And I'm like, yeah, what?
She's like, she's in the car, no?
No, she's walking at this point.
She has three dogs.
And then her boyfriend is like two cars behind her. Right, yeah,
okay.
And so she's like, "Yeah, this is our spot. We actually walked from the other side, of what? The other side of the lot, which is not too far. It was like 5 feet away."
Yeah,
she was like, "Yeah, we already talked to him. It's this is our spot." And I'm like, "Fam, if you don't move out of my way, stop."
These dogs are gonna be roadkill.
And so I'm trying to be patient with her. We've been kind of doing this for a little bit now. I just want to get my family in, get the crying kids out of the car. So we can go. She refuses to give up the spot, right? No, we already talked to her again. And I'm like, lady.
This is not how parking lots work.
This is not how parking lots work. We're not doing that. And so, of course, I'm quickly losing my patience here. And I'm like, fam, we have kids in this car. Like, I'm not doing this right now. Like, clearly it's like a first come, first serve basis. There's no way you're saving these spots.
Right.
She refuses, and now it's kind of becoming like a thing.
Like aggressive.
Aggressive. And so she's like, yeah, I have kids too. And I go, your dogs are not your kids.
Not real, bro.
Yes. She said that she has kids, and those are her kids.
Look, I appreciate dog people.
I do.
I have a dog.
Yes.
I'm a dog dad.
Yes.
Want to know what I would never do?
What?
Compare my dog to human beings.
Bro, it's crazy.
But this is what people do.
This is what people do. So, of course, I just, at this point, I'm just, instead of like, dude, I was kind of hot.
Yeah.
And, of course, Leah gets out of the car. Doesn't even approach the girl. She is kind of now walking a few cars back. And she goes, is that, kind of like, talks to the guy. Is that your girl up there? She's crazy.
No.
Leah, she is crazy.
Leah didn't do this.
On God.
Let's go.
Bro, just clapping back. Let's she's go. Like, I actually, you know, she's like, I actually have kids. They're, and this is what you guys are going to do to our family? Have fun. Now, 30 seconds later, we circle back. You know what? Let them have it. We find a front row parking. Boom, reverse the truck, up, up. And that's kind of how the start of our Labor Day happened. Now, all that to say is that if you, like, at what point do you start, like, having the understanding that if you don't have kids, and no, your dogs are not your kids.
No.
They're not.
Nope.
Your pet is not your son or your daughter.
No, they're not.
They're your pets.
They're your pets. Look, I get it. Service animals. I get that there's different situations. Like, I understand that. If you were standing in that spot with three human kids, I'd still be like, move out of this spot right now. This is not how parking lots work. You do not have a car here. My car will run your children over. What world do we live in? That's crazy,
Tom. Yeah. So, you know, did we get a better parking spot? We sure did. But I was so frustrated. I mean, like, to the point where I was just like, I just couldn't believe that that was her response to doing this. And it wasn't like we were like sneaking and trying to get into this lot and doing something bad. Like, we just reached out to this person that was leaving the lot and we said, hey, we'll take your spot. She has the audacity to come around this corner, bro. And I just was like, whoa. But I thought the cooler thing was obviously Aaliyah getting out. And
oh, yeah.
She's, dude, she has a different type of energy when she's hot.
Dude, I've never seen her pop off like that, but I would pay to see it. As long as I'm not on the end of it.
I've seen her pop off like that twice since I've been married. One time, this was like the second time. The first time, we just moved to L.A., and it's 2017, it's summertime. And you know how everyone, if you live in LA, you would know this. Even after the arrow turns red, there's two cars that comes.
Two cars, yeah. Right? Two cars go through the light.
Two cars go through the light. And we're approaching in Hollywood this light. And we're starting to understand that people do that. So we're trying to catch this light, bro. And this car comes and like almost like hits us like front, like,
yeah, it zooms through.
Tries to zoom through. And so they both stop. We stop, they stop, right? Because if we don't stop, we're about to hit. Leah's driving at this point. You know, I can see what's happening. And
she's like, road raging.
I'm like, oh, God, this is not good. Like, I could tell. Like, I just know where this is going. But I didn't think that this was the next layer was going to be this. She opens the door, and you guys.
Leah does?
Leah gets out of the car.
No.
Gets out of the car and lets a few words fly. I've never seen this. I mean, bro, I'm like, for sure, we're fighting. If there's a dude in the car, I'm ready to go. Leah's going to handle the girls. And so there's like, it's like two girls and then like this other guy in the backseat. And Leah's like, what? La, 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 la. And bro, I mean, they're both going at it, honking. Leah gets back and just like slams on our horns. And then we end up driving off. And I'm like, yo, fam. Let's do it again,
Tommy. That look, this is a cheesy phrase, but we say it often in our households. We have made the choice to not fight with each other, but fight for each other.
Exactly.
And you need someone like that to fight for you sometimes. To go like, hey, excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. What did you just say?
There's just like LA. There's just certain things that you just don't do in LA.
That's right.
And thank God that I got a person like Leah in my life, bro. Who can just, you know, now I'm not saying I'm not that aggressive person. I can get aggressive sometimes.
But you're not. You're more like, you know, let's have this out. But you're not going to, you know.
I'll do it another way.
The kettle's not. Yeah, it's going to explode, you know. You're more like.
My wife, she's just hot. And I was like, wow. And today kind of reminded me that she's, hey. She has that dog in her.
You know what they say. Not all leaders are dogs. And not all dogs are leaders. But the best leaders got that dog in them. Put that on a shirt.
Yo, speaking of dogs, yeah. Football season is here.
Yeah. My son.
Yep. Oh, going back.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Wow. Okay. So I had this last weekend, I had some interesting parenting moments.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Yep.
River's in the car.
Yep.
We're driving to the combine. It's very serious. We're in the league in Inglewood, hosted by the LA Rams.
Yeah.
It's very, very put together, you know, very organized.
Feels like the combine.
Yeah, it feels like the combine. For kids. Right? For kids.
Yep.
All the coaches are in, you know,
uniform.
And the whole league are in the same Rams gear. It's like sponsored by, you know, this whole thing, right? Like the flags are the nicest flags, sponsored by Nerf.
Let's go.
Right? It's pretty cool. So, you know, we're on the way there. You know, River is pumped for it before this, but now that we're in the car, he's like, nah, I don't want to go.
He's a little nervous.
He's nervous. I don't like football. I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't like football. You love football.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I started to encourage him. I said, hey, River, what are Doomlows? He goes, strong, smart, kind of being brave. He says like super fast, right? I'm like, bro, slow it down. Take a deep breath. Jeez. So what are Doomlows? He goes, strong, smart, kind, loving, and brave. So I break it down even more. I said, are you strong? He goes, I'm strong. Are you smart? I'm smart. We do the whole thing. And then I'm like, you ready to go? He's like, I'm ready to go. I said, you want to put on some pump up music? And he's like, put on some pump up music. So I said, okay, hold up. And this is what I played for him. And he's in the back seat. He doesn't know I'm watching him in the rearview mirror. And he's bobbing his head like
slow.
Yep. He's never heard this song before, but I could tell.
Goosebumps.
He's in the back seat. What's going through his mind? Yo, I'm 6 years old. I don't care who shows up. 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. I'm going to walk on this field and I'm going to dominate.
I'm going to outwork everybody.
I'm going to run faster.
And faster.
Jump higher.
Super high.
Throw the ball farther.
And catch every single ball that's thrown at me.
I imagine that's what's going through his head. Realistically, he is probably like, man, I'm kind of hungry, you know, but he's vibing out. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's head bobbing. And then this song gets over and I go straight into this song. Okay. This is like the 1-2 punch, right?
Yep.
The next one is this one. You remember this? Okay. I don't know if this is the edited version, but.
You did have the edited version on it, what you're saying. Oh yeah. Fort Minor.
Remember this?
Yeah.
And you ready?
Oh. Yeah.
Dude, he's hyped. Now he's getting out of the car and he's like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And I'm like, you ready? And he's like, I'm going to dominate him.
Yeah. Let's go.
And so he went out and he dominated. But it was an interesting interaction. Like, how can I get my kid out of his nerves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we already know he's a freak athlete. We already know he's fast. We already know he's strong. You know, he knows his body well, but his mental was like shut down this whole trip. And then finally, you know, kind of had to remind him who he was, you know? Yeah. And I just kind of encouraged him like, River, I don't care if you don't do well, but if you don't do your hardest.
Right. Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's anything that we put our mind to, like, I think there's a few things that like when you say that, I kind of think about my life, kind of like where I've like dropped the ball in certain times, you know, I think because we all are learning, like we're all people who are totally. I think learning in every single season. And like, I remember when I was younger, like I would like commit to so many different things because I actually really did enjoy them.
Yeah.
But I just never had the character, the maturity to try to finish it through like the basketball season, one season, I was like, I don't know if I actually really want to play anymore. I loved basketball. Wow. But there was a season where I was just like, I wasn't sure if I was going to finish. Yeah. And my coach was like, bro, come on, man.
Don't be a bozo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But so oftentimes I think you need people to remind you like, hey, and I think as I get older, like even now I'm like, dude, you made a promise. You made a commitment. No matter how hard it is, you should actually stick with it because your word is all that you have.
Hello.
You're building your reputation, right?
Hello. Yeah, you know who you need to build your reputation with the most?
Who?
Yourself.
Exactly.
The way you think about yourself is the most important reputation you can have in the world.
Right.
If you don't trust yourself, then you're never going to succeed or grow or become the person that you could potentially become.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, hey, you're overweight. Box checked. Right? It's like, how do you beat that? You just make one good decision and make it your next one.
Right.
Then you start to build trust with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I'm on a weight loss journey. It's about, you know, 33 years going. And
your whole life. Dude, come on, man. You've been There's no way.
Bro, you've been trying to lose weight since you were a baby, bro?
Yeah, I just never lost my baby fat, man. Leave me alone.
Dang. What people used to say, I'm thick boned.
Man, I'm husky. I just got a big body.
Yeah, I do got a big body. Anyways, man, I don't remember where you're going with that. I had this thought that was really good, but man, I don't remember. But okay, here's the second thing that this kind of brought up, right?
Yeah,
we get to the combine, we're in Inglewood, and you know, maybe 100 between 125, 175 kids.
Yeah.
Big field that's all spread out. There's all these kids. And River's the only white kid.
Of course, bro. It's Inglewood.
It's Inglewood.
Yeah.
And he's literally the only white kid.
Yeah.
The only kid without cleats.
Yep.
A bunch of kids have gloves.
Yep.
River has Jordans on and a gold chain.
Hey, aesthetic is there, though.
Like, yo, this white kid walking up?
He's already with the culture, bro. Got the J's on, got the necklace on during the games. He's like, no, I'm gonna show out one time.
Bro, we're on turf. This guy's got like basketball. Like he's got Jordans on.
Yeah.
And he's got a gold chain. Yeah. And all these kids are like, yo, who is this guy walking up? Like Tommy, you and I, like I'm half white.
Yep.
But like growing up, I lived in a, you know, an extremely majority white town,
yep.
Right? So like, you know, if you have any pigment, they're like, you know, I got called the N-word.
Yeah.
Like, many times throughout my schooling. I'm like, I'm Asian, bro.
Yeah,
like, at least use the right term, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, I'm used to being on the minority side.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd have to tell my white kid.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just a heads up, you might get talked to a little differently out here. You know, because you look different than everyone else.
Yep.
And kids were saying, you know, look at his shoes. He's got Jordans. And, you know, they were like half poking fun and half being like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, he's wearing the wrong shoes for a different sport.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Kind of the parents were like, you know, oh, looks like they didn't get the memo. Like, I'm on the sideline. They're watching their kids. I can just kind of hear them talking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, River started going.
Yeah.
And I was like, then the parents are like, hey, how old is your kid?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's 6.
Is he supposed to be in the up league?
Yeah.
A division?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah. He's just out working your kids.
Yeah.
Making them look
good. Well, how long has he been playing football for?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is his first time. Actually, basketball is his favorite sport.
Dang.
And watching them be like, shoot. You know,
yeah,
but I think like naturally, he's my son, he's gonna have a chip on his shoulder because I'm so competitive.
You really are,
it is so unhealthy.
Say it again,
it's so unhealthy.
No, he said naturally,
yeah, River, he's naturally competitive
because you are,
because I am,
yeah, you're one of the most competitive people I know.
Everything, I can't help myself,
yeah. The only thing that, what did we do recently that I beat you at that you can't get over? Oh, Super Smash Bros. At Chad's house. Yeah.
So stupid.
Dude. It was so great. And that's the last time I remember that game was me beating you. And
you
so,
didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You did not.
But here we go. Back to River's story though. But I will say this. If I'm glad you're bringing this up because a lot of these conversations we need to actually have with our kids.
You know? We got to get ahead of it.
And it's not like it's super important, I think, to have these kind of conversations. Again, getting ahead of it, right? Because someone's going to say something to your son one day. Bro, we live in a crazy world.
Yep.
It's 2023. We've seen a lot happen in the last 5 to 10 years.
That's right.
And not to bring this whole conversation about race and stuff, but I mean, that has been a conversation through my whole life.
Right.
We've all seen it. We've all faced it. We see it all around us all the time. And it just reminds me of like that principle. If you don't talk to, you know, the people you care about the most about these things, someone else will, and they'll get it. They'll have a different whole narrative.
Yeah.
And I just never want a lot. I never want my boys to ever learn something from somebody else. I want them to hold true to their values, treat people kind, you know, with kindness. But
yeah,
dude, I'll tell you what, but I won't allow them to use that as like a crutch.
Mm.
You know, just because we're, you know, you're different or you're a different race or whatever, maybe fill it in.
Yep.
Don't use that as a crutch, dude.
No.
Like we're going to continue to work hard, you know, do what we have to do and show up.
That's right.
And so, did River show up? He sure did.
That's right.
Fastest kid in the whole combine.
Let's go.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. And look, I think part of it too is like, he doesn't realize that he's the only white kid out there.
Yep.
He just sees his friends.
Yep.
You know, he goes to a very diverse school.
Yep.
You know, it is legitimately probably the most diverse school I've seen, but that's kind of like Los Angeles, you know? You know, when we go to all of his assemblies and stuff, and it's like, oh, white parent. It's like, you know, really is a mix.
Yep.
We have a friend, and her kids go to a different school, and it's kind of up in the hills type mm-hmm. thing. And it's very majority white.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, the mom, she was like really, she was kind of upset, like kind of crying because her daughter came home and was like, hey, there's this weird kid in our class. He looks different than us.
Yeah.
And she's talking about a black kid.
Yep.
And, you know, the other kids were kind of like avoiding him and stuff because they haven't been around a black kid before.
Yep.
And I'm like, we're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
If that's happening here, that's got to still be happening around the world. But I'm like, there's something of value in my, you know, that I want to raise our kids with. It's like, people are people. Humans are humans. Whatever they look like, whatever social economic status, whatever grade, whatever, you know, whatever it is, people are still people.
That's right.
And the only thing we're going to do is make sure that we outwork them on the football field. That's it. I don't care what they look like, what they sound like.
Exactly. Like, but it is true though. Like I just don't want my kids to like see humanity different than and treat people different because of all this extra, you know, like,
yeah,
by the either the color of their race, you know,
right,
or you know, their status or whatever. I just like, I want to get ahead of it now. And it when you're talking about this kind of stuff, it makes me kind of think about like that time is not too far out.
No, dude, the sex talk,
yeah, that's coming up. You know,
no, it's pun like, intended,
exactly. But I will say this. You know, like I remember being in school and like having these, remember like after watching like, you had to sign a paper.
Yeah. Like the anatomy class or whatever. Yeah.
And I remember going home and I'm pretty sure that my mom, she was so busy at the time. And, you know, she'd, I don't know if she even fully understood what we were even talking about, to be honest with you. And she would have signed this paper and I would have been back to school. And it was like, the sex ed talk.
Yeah.
And they made us watch videos showing you like what the, you know, male parts, female parts. And I remember just like giggling in class all the like
when bro, when you lock eyes with your homie across the way. Bro.
And in the phrase penis go, you know, and everyone's like just giggling. You know, like bro, I'm pretty sure we're in
sixth grade.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, fifth or sixth
grade. Fifth grade or sixth grade. Yeah, exactly. And everyone's just cracking up, bro. And of course the teacher's just like, all right, here we go again. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, dude, and then I remember the conversation that happened after with your friends. And I remember like for the longest time, like I didn't talk to my mom about this stuff.
No.
My dad wasn't around.
Totally.
And so it's like, who do I talk to? Oh, I'm just gonna talk to the people that are around me and they don't know any better.
Right.
So now it's like I have this belief that this is what it is.
Yep.
I don't want that for my boys.
No. Dude, the first time I got introduced to like pornography or like that whole world, one of my friend's brothers, I was 8 years old. One of my friend's brothers was like, hey, kid, do you jack off?
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea what it was, but I was like, yeah, I'm jacked off. Like I just wanted to be cool. Yeah. I had like no idea what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, yeah, I work out, man. I'm jacked.
Dude, that's right, I'm Jack.
People do call me that name. My nickname is Jack.
dude, there's just so much. There's so much in the world that's like so confusing, so weird.
Yeah.
Like whatever you believe about sexuality, I just think as a parent, it's our responsibility to be the ones who dictate the value of our home.
That's
when
it
comes to this stuff. You know, it's like for me, I'm 9 years old. I'm looking at pornography already when I was 9 years old, bro.
Yeah.
That's 2 years from now for my son River. Like I got to start having these conversations soon, right? And I think there's like so much like weird perversion when it comes to this stuff, like, you know, just weird pressure. Like if you're a Christian, you go to church, there's like a lot of weird, you know, shame and guilt included, you know, like, oh man, you looked at pornography, like you're going to hell, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Just like crazy pressure. This is a weird one. I went to a summer camp once. And like I wasn't like really a Christian or anything at the time, but I remember being a kid and they separate the boys and the girls.
Yeah.
And the girls are with like, you know, the
group leaders, like all
Yeah, the
all
girl the group leaders yeah. and you know, the guys and all the guy group leaders and the youth pastor's like, you know, if you masturbate, you grow hair on your palms. And all the boys, bro, we all looked at our palms.
He's like, caught you.
This whole camp, and he's like, I knew it. I knew it. And he starts laughing like, you know, he knows like it's funny. But I remember being like, yo, I got hair on my hands, you know. But it's like, man, I didn't grow up, you know, the sex talk that my mom had was, hey, if you're ready to have sex, I'll buy you some condoms.
Yeah.
You know,
like if you're going to
just do it safe.
Yeah.
You know, that was the talk. And it's like. Now on the other side of it, like realizing that sex is such a bigger reality than just a physical one. It's like, I want to make sure my son like knows about relationships and communication and, you know, all that stuff. My sons, not just my son, but like that should all come from us, right?
Yes.
From parents. There's power in the first, there's power. What's it called? There's power in the first hearing.
Yeah.
Like where you hear it first weighs more than where you hear it second.
Sheesh.
You know? So I want to tell my kids, you know, first what we believe and what we think and the value of our home and I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's true. Man, when we're talking about our kids, bro, I just literally want to go home and just hold them for a long time and just be like, don't grow up, man, right now. Like you're going to have to face so much stuff when you get older. Right now, just be a kid.
Just be a kid.
You know, like this morning, bro, we, you know, obviously had a full day of serving yesterday. And this morning, you know, I was like tired, but the boy slept until about 6:40, which is like a dream.
Whoa.
On a Monday.
Whoa.
Right. And I hear them run into the room. Exactly. both of them.
Do the sound of a little kid's feet in the hallway.
So instantly, you know, like I'm. Like when you have kids, you start to like, I think your sleep is a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
Like I'm not as, like when I'm tired, of course, I'm like I fall asleep anywhere.
Yeah.
But like now that I have kids too, I just feel like.
Can't stay asleep as long. Well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when I heard that, I kind of was already like awake.
Yeah.
And I had just had my eyes closed and Levi jumps into the bed. It's like, dada, 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 dada. So his favorite thing and his brother's copying everything he's saying. So they're both saying it. So of course I just pop up and. I'm looking at the clock and it's like 6:47. I'm like, all right, you know what? That's cool. Let's go. And, but his favorite thing right now is just, he says help for everything. And I don't think he realizes like, you only say help for the things that you actually need help with, bro. You don't need help for every single thing, but I'll just let him do what he wants to do right now. I know what that means. He just wants me to hold his hands real quick. And then he walks me to where he wants me to walk to. So he walks me to the couch. So I instantly know we're going to go to YouTube. We're going to watch fire trucks. So we turn on fire trucks and he puts a little blanket and he's laying down and he goes and he looks at me and goes, da 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 da, yes.
Yes.
Bro, I'm like, dude, I just want to enjoy you just right now.
Like this.
Just like this. Don't get older right now. You know, and I think as we were talking about this, I just think that like time is flying by.
Yeah.
And so we have to really be intentional about teaching our kids, like training them properly.
That's right.
You know, a lot of times I want to coast. Because I'm like, there's so many things that we have to actually do outside
Hungry, tired, angry.
We have so many responsibilities and all these things. But I'm like, dude, if I actually don't take the time and be intentional with my kids. Someone else is teaching my kids as we speak. And it doesn't have to be an actual person. You're not, it's like the things that they see.
Yeah, the content, the media.
Yeah,
the,
anything. Yep, anything they're watching, they're just learning. They're picking it up and they're retaining it.
That's right.
Like my son is constantly saying things like, Miss, you know, he watches a lot of Miss Rachel sometimes. So he'll say a lot of, he'll repeat a lot of things that she says. And I forget what me and Leah were talking about the other day, but he like said a couple words that sounded like what we were saying. And I'm like, he's just constantly hearing stuff and retaining stuff.
Wow.
So it's like, dude, right now, I need to help this boy stay on the right path.
Yeah, be intentional. You know what's really funny is like how much your kids pick up. Not just how much they pick up, but like how creative they are. Like, so our son Grayson, he thinks that stupid and shut up are swear words. And they're his favorite words now.
Yeah.
You know, if he gets mad, stupid. I'm like, great. Hey, man, like we're not using language like that. You know, let's try a different word. You know, shut up. He doesn't know what shut up means.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, if we were to say a swear word, right?
Yeah.
And so we're like, hey, those are bad words and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And so now he doesn't say it as much. He still says it sometimes. But now he'll go, bad word. bad word.
Yeah, exactly. Fill in the blank.
Yeah, like he just says bad word. And it's hilarious. But it's like, man, it's those small things that I think are so endearing and so cute about kids and how innocent they are. And it's like those are the types of things like you want to snapshot in your memory or on your phone, you know, and kind of get those moments. Grayson, the same kid, he had a phase for us where he called me and Steph by our first names.
Yeah.
For like,
it's still sometimes the funniest thing I've ever
heard. Yeah, sometimes he'll still, Nate, or if he's like really intense, Nate Hot Dog. Like he heard, maybe you call me Nate Dog.
Yeah.
And so now he, in his mind, Nate Hot Dog. But he says it like intense. He never says it like casually. He's like, Nate Hot Dog. Nate Hot Dog. It's hilarious, bro. It's hilarious. Want to know what else is hilarious?
What?
We're 42 minutes into this podcast.
That's amazing.
And it feels good to be back.
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 1. And technically, it's episode 41 for us.
Yeah.
And season 2 will go all the way to episode 80.
Episode 80. And that kind of, I think that would bring us like almost the end of the year.
Yeah.
So right now it's.
No. Tell me, that's going to take us way.
Oh, sorry. That's longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably into
March, April.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, right now it's September. When I say September, I'm like, oh, man, you know what's coming? Fall.
My favorite time of the year.
You guys, we're in LA, so fall, what's that, like 50s, 60s?
No, what? Maybe 60s.
Yeah.
70. I mean, October, sorry. October, it's going to still be in the 90s, 100s.
Yeah.
November comes and it'll drop down. Yeah, high 60s, low 70s. And then if we're lucky,
a 50.
Yeah, we'll get into 59 degrees.
Yeah, and that will be really good.
Freezing.
Dude, I just came from freezing weather, so I'm like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I love football. I love good food during football season.
Yes.
And and speaking of like good food, it makes me think about some of my favorite meals that I would have around football season, and one of them being your wife's chili. She makes a really good chicken chili.
She does. A chicken white bean chili.
Yes. You know who else makes a good chicken chili? Is Julia Veach.
Julia Veach.
Yep.
Shout out to Julia Veach.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I was craving chili because it was raining the other day here in LA. And I go, man, I said, some good chili would be good. And I immediately thought about Steph and Julia making these good chili. And I'm like, it's time that we make a good pot of chili right now.
Ooh. Okay, let me give a recommendation, okay?
Yep.
For all the dads out there, you know, if you're trying to surprise your family, surprise your wife with, you know, maybe instead of going on a date, you just make them some good food. Check out The Modern Proper on Instagram.
Yeah.
This is not an ad, by the way.
It's not.
They don't even know that we probably exist or follow them, but we do.
But we do, and they actually have incredible meals on there.
Yeah, every single recipes are so easy.
Yeah. Who actually cooks those things? They both do, obviously.
Yeah, the both moms on there.
Yeah. And
yeah, I'll tell you who. Me. I cook them sometimes.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, like, outside of that chili, by the way, I'm just starting to think about food right now. You know what else is good on that modern proper?
Mm.
Tortellini soup.
Oh, man, that tortellini
Dear God.
Soup. Yeah. Give me that tortellini soup. The things I would do to that soup right now.
Dude, stop. What? No. Dude, that is a crazy noise. Dang.
Hey, you know, that tortellini soup be bussin'.
Yeah, that soup does.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, I think so.
Bussin'?
Yeah, that's in the right context.
Yeah, you got to check out the modern proper. Look, I'm just saying, cooking for your wife is an underrated aphrodisiac. In other words, if you get it spicy in the kitchen, you're about to get it spicy in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? So dumb.
But for
seriously,
real.
But seriously, take care of your wife. And
you just never know where it might lead to.
The sound, the kawaii laugh, bro.
I came into it.
It's so
man.
It's so hard, and that's what it will also be when you make chili.
But for real, you guys, oh man, make it spicy. And hey. I'm not talking about the bedroom. I'm talking about the chili. Good try.
I want both, baby. I want spicy chili and a spicy bedroom.
Ooh.
Okay, but here's a problem. Okay. We are currently co-sleeping.
What do you mean?
Our kids sleep in our bed, bro.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's a major problem. Not a queen size bed.
No, dude, you can't.
I know.
When does that change?
Next paycheck, I'm buying a king size bed, surprising my wife, making some chili, testing it out. You know?
No, but I'm. No, I'm talking about when does that change for the kid when the kid gets out of the bed? When are you gonna say no?
No, that's co-sleeping. What I'm talking about?
No, I'm talking about when will you guys actually not sleep with the kids anymore?
I don't know, man.
Who? It's both.
Maybe when they're 18 years old, bro.
No, they're not.
Get these kids out of my bed. I feel like the spirit of Will Smith. Get these mother kids out of my bed,
bro. No, how old's Grayson?
3.
You can't put him once he comes into your room, he's there.
Nah, sometimes he'll sleep in his own room, and then he'll try to get into our room. So we lock the door, and then he'd be pounding on the door, waking up neighbors, bro, legit.
Screaming.
Just like I think the door's going to break. Yeah. That's how hard he's hitting this thing. Mom, Dad, power level over 9,000.
He does not say that, though.
Oh, no. He'll say, come in.
Yeah, okay.
Come in. Okay. River told me about this trend that's happening at his school.
Yeah, what is it?
Kids pretend like they're going to do the Dragon Ball Z, Kamehame, and then right as soon as they're, that part, instead of saying, Kamehame, will you marry me?
No. Dude, that's actually so good.
And I'm like, man, what a missed opportunity when I proposed to my wife.
Yeah.
I could have done that.
You could have actually done that.
I could have done that.
Were you watching anime back then?
Of course.
Yeah.
I was a closeted anime watcher for a long time. It wasn't cool when we were in high school and stuff, you know?
No, but I was.
Like, of course, Dragon Ball, everyone watched it. But, like,
yeah.
Now, like, if you don't watch anime.
Dude, I had such good Dragon Ball ZTs. Like, now that I think about
really?
It.
Really? Back in the day?
I bought it at Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They had all the anime stuff in there.
Yeah, they still do.
I had everyone's like, yo, what is that? It's an anime show, you guys, if you guys don't know. But I definitely was nerding out for a long time with Dragon Ball Z, for sure.
I used to go to this place called Suncoast Videos.
Yep.
Do you have Suncoast? Was that a thing back in Michigan?
We have FYE.
Yeah, for FYE.
Yep.
FYE had it too. And I would buy Dragon Ball VHSs.
Yeah, exactly. We did too.
Yep.
Yep.
And it was like...
And the boxes would be like the pictures of all...
Oh, it was so cool.
we would pay like a lot of money for those things.
Yeah, we would pay a lot of money for those things, dude. And now I don't even have them. I don't even have a VHS player. That's so sad, dude.
I don't even know where my videos are.
No, I don't either. But I'll tell you what.
Tell me more.
A few things come to my mind when I say that.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yep.
This has been an awesome podcast.
This has been.
Season 2, episode 1.
Season 2, episode 1, with many more things ahead of us. Like, we really do have a cool guest that's coming up.
Yeah, I'm pumped for the guest coming up this season.
Yep. So.
Hey, we have merch.
Oh, yes. We do have merch. You guys, actually, a lot has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have merch now. We have a cool, what is your favorite piece right now? I love the trucker hat.
Man, you stole it. I was going to say, I love the trucker hat.
But, you know, it is fall season. And so
the hoodie,
you know, but right now I feel like the best summer drop that we had so far has been the shorts.
Oh man, the shorts are so dope.
You guys, if you guys haven't actually checked it out yet, you guys need to. It's on our, it's in the link in our bio on our social media page. And you should go there and actually check out
fanjoy.co
/dads. Yes.
fanjoy.co/dads. This is not a paid ad, but it would help us out. So go grab some merch.
And it's a great gift for all dads. Like, I feel like our stuff right now, it's like...
It's all basics.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're going. It fits.
That's right.
I'm wearing this thing out and about.
Yep.
I've actually had people ask me, what does that mean? Dads who try.
It kind of means exactly what it says.
I'm a dad who tries.
I'm a dad who tries. What do you got to say about it?
What do you got to say about it? I'm tough.
I got three dogs sitting in a parking spot over here.
I'm tough, I'm buff, and I'm ready to rough.
We love you guys.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.